Everybody say praise the Lord. I told my good friend, we were having lunch, and I started preaching in January from a scripture, and I've been preaching all over the country from the same scripture. Unusual, significant miracles. Somebody say unusual, significant miracles. Last night as I was sitting watching the TV, watching a little football, my Sooners, somebody say Boomer. I know it's hard. Sooners. 31-10, they were down at the half. And they won the game 34-31. Somebody say significant, unusual miracles. All year, been preaching from that one scripture because during my time of consecration in December, the Lord showed me that 2019 would be a year of victory. Well, wait a minute before you clap, because see, sometimes we clap and we don't have a foundation. And so he gave me the scripture for this year and the theme for this year, which was my time for victory. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's my time for victory. Yes, 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 yes. We've been watching everybody else get blessed, watching the heathen get blessed, and folk that don't have relationship with the Lord, and they blowing up, but the saints is sitting there with lips stuck out and dragging low enough to suck marbles from a gopher hole. We sitting there, man, just frowned up, face frowned up, because we know folk that don't deserve to be blessed are being blessed. And we sitting there saying, Lord, what about us? Does anybody know what I'm talking about, or am I talking to myself? People getting blessed, and you go, uh-uh. You just going to get saved and then start going around the country drawing 20, 30,000 people showing up at a meeting, been saved 40 years and can't get nobody to come to church. Y'all ain't going to talk to me today. I had to wait, and I had to go through consecration. I had to get hands laid on me. I had to go through the presbytery and then had to go through some stuff before I got a license. License just gives you the ability to practice to preach. Life gives you what you are going to preach. How many of you know you got to go through some stuff? Saints is going through some stuff that is off the chain right now. Has anybody noticed that the increase of demonic activity over your life has been off the chain lately, and you look at it and say, I don't have words for it. Am I in the right house? And so we sat in a place, and we look every day, we get up and we see something that we have never seen before. And you look and you say, nah, I ain't never seen that before. Your children will look at you and say, bloop, bloop. And you say, really? Stuff that would have got your head. I'm old school. I got an old Bible. things are going on that there's no explanation for, that you've never seen before, never went through before. Anybody going through some stuff right now where you say, I ain't never went through this before? I've never been in this place before. Well, that's why I'm here. Because the stuff that you haven't seen, the Lord allows prophets to go into the mess to see what's going on and then come back and report to you how to prepare yourself for victory. It's not in my notes, so this is a free one. Revelations chapter 3, the Lord said that he stands at the door. He said, behold, I'll stand at the door and knock. And if anybody let me in, I'll come in and sup, S-U-P, or have intimate conversation with. And then he says this, he that overcomes, I'll grant to sit with me at my right hand. So the intimate conversation was about how to get you to the place of authority. His right hand and his holy arm has what? Gotten me the victory. Come on, look to somebody and say, it's my time for victory. It's my time. January 20th, 2019. Something happened that hadn't happened in 50 years. Blood moon, total lunar eclipse. What does that have to do with anything? It signified, watch this, that 2019 was a jubilee year. What does that mean, preacher? Well, in the time of jubilee, if you were a slave or an indentured servant, you got set free. Watch this. Last week in Oklahoma, 586 people got released from prison. Prisoners set free. Okay. Jubilee refers to debt cancellation. Hello? Debts canceled. So there's got to be a shifting. Lord just said somebody in here before I get finished today is going to receive a significant healing. And when that happens, just stand to your feet and start praising. I had a person that didn't even like me, sold a $20 seed to the ministry 2 weeks ago. Went to work 2 days after that. They called him in and said, we've made a mistake. We've overpaid your insurance for almost 2 years. So we have to give you a check of $5,700 lump sum. They called me and said, guess what? That $20 seed I sold produced $5,700. Somebody say, it's my time for victory. Come on, y'all saying it like, man, it's my time. Don't worry, that's why I'm here. Because one of the responsibilities of prophets is to raise your expectation and your faith level so that it matches what the word says. When my faith and the word come together, something unusual happens from the unseen realm. So the Lord has allowed me to go into a place that you've not yet seen, to give you the understanding that will produce your breakthrough moment. So I'm here on assignment. I thought I was here for something else. I came to Atlanta for the purpose of going to a baby shower for my granddaughter, who is carrying my great-granddaughter, number uno. That's what I thought. Come in. Come in. That's what prophets do. They come in. Go back to the cave. Go back to the wilderness. But when I said I was coming in, I talked to Pastor Everett. He said, "Why don't you preach for me?" Because my mindset is what? And no, you're right. And so when I get an invitation to preach, all kind of stuff starts happening. We have tried for years. This is my 32nd year in ministry. In that time period, we have tried, we have labored to get a group of intercessors that would pray for the ministry. And they all say, "Can't do it no more, prophet, can't do it." One lady said, she was down in Florida, she said, "I'll take up the charge." Her house burnt to the ground. She said, "Well, I'm not doing that anymore." I have an individual who's been a part of the ministry since its inception. And he says, "Let me know whenever you're going to preach," because he said, "Let me know a couple weeks in advance because I have to prepare myself to pray for you because all kind of stuff starts happening." And it's meant to happen in order to be a distraction. Because once you come into the knowledge of the truth will make you free, not the preacher. So if you're waiting for me to, you're going to get your blessings. Somebody shout. Yeah. Look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, you don't get no blessing without truth." I'm here to help you know the truth. Somebody hit Genesis 1, verse 28. We're going to work now. When I get finished, you'll be able to say, "It's my time for victory." All right? Genesis 1, 28, we all know it, right? Keep in mind, last night we were losing 31-10 at the half, right? Keep that in mind, because it didn't look like we had the victory. I made a post on Facebook and said, boy, these Sooners is getting beat. I said, they're getting out coached and they're getting out played. And then I was in transition, and by the time I got to the place I was going, game was over. And somebody called me and said, man, that's going to be an ugly victory. I said, what you talking about? He said, y'all won the game. Never doubted for a moment. Genesis 1, 28. Now let's look at 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female. What did he create? Who? All right, keep that in mind. Verse 28, and God blessed them. Say that with me. God blessed. Who'd he bless? Who's them? So that means everybody is going to get blessed that God has in turn has decided to bless. Right? The word blessed has an ED on it. Those of you that were in Miss Jones' third grade class, you understand that ED means what? It's what? So in the beginning, God created the heavens, the earth, everything. Blah, 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 blah. He get down to six, he creates a man. Blah, 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 blah. Then he says, he created them male and female. So the original intent was that God was going to bless men and women. So nobody can say, hey, well, yeah, I'm more blessed than you. You ain't more blessed than nobody. He blessed them. Stay with me. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. Dominion means to dominate. So, somewhere in between where you are and the blessing, God's got to infuse into you that which will cause you to dominate your enemies. Y'all ain't gonna talk with me. Because on the other side are the sons of Anak. Big, huge jokers. Bigger than you've ever seen in your life. And he says, first you got to subdue it, which means bring into submission. Y'all watch that MMA? What does that mean? That's subdue. When you put them in a hold, and from that point on, you own them. Now I can dominate you because you have recognized that I have the authority to subdue you. You know you can whoop somebody, even if they start talking smack, you, all right. We went a place before and you saw what went down. And when you know that, you got a different kind of walk. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. I'm confident of this very thing. You got a different kind of walk. You got a different kind of attitude. Why? Because you already got the victory. You already got the victory. So guess what? You don't have to get it again. Jubilee, we're going back, says that there has to be some stuff released unto me, because in the beginning he said I was blessed with the what? ED. If I'm blessed, ED, then the victory that I keep searching for has already been released. Somebody say, it's my time for victory. Already been released. It got released in January. The total lunar eclipse meant that the sun, the moon, and the earth were now in perfect alignment. Everything in the heavens was finished. January 20th, everything came into line, came into proper alignment for you to get your breakthrough. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm late. I'm looking for something, and I'm asking God to give me the breakthrough. And he said, what you talking about? Because what you asking for I got a friend in Uganda text me on the phone, hey prophet, how are you? I said, hey, Uganda, do me a favor. He said, what's that? Tell me what to expect today since you've already experienced it. There's 6 hours ahead. So what I'm getting ready for, they done already had. So if you get them to tell you what's happening today, I can go ahead and celebrate before it gets here, because it's what? My time for victory. My. Take dominion. How many people in here saved? The Bible said that if you are saved, then God has rescued you. Saved with an ED means it's what? When salvation has been released and we accept it for what it is, then he says he provides rescue or assistance for you to have deliverance over the molestation of the enemies that come to molest. And to redeem you, watch this, from every earthly ill, both now and in the future. So the thing that God has given you the victory over now, if you understand the parameters of salvation, you will not deal with them again. So, everything that you've been promised, 2020, 20 the number of completion. Anytime you see two 20s, that means covenant. So God has produced a covenant of completion. And so the things that I've dealt with up to the end of this year, I will never see again. So that means before the year is out, He's got to bless me to the point where I overcome that my enemies. Hello? But you say, Prophet, why that is, it ain't happened yet. I've been praying, I've been fasting, I've been seeking the Lord. Been in my Bible, read my scripture every day. Pray 15 minutes while I'm getting ready to work, 15 minutes on the way to work. Pray 15 minutes on the way home, and then before I go to bed, I pray I get my hour in. And the saints so broke, we can't buy a mosquito wrestling jacket. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, why that is? You haven't figured that out yet, have you? All of this, name it, claim it, and stir up something, and then you got to do jump on one leg, Our Father, Hail Mary, just whatever. Still ain't happened. Bible says that when you have faith, anything is possible. Hello? You with me? Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. But the evidence is what? What that mean, preacher? I can't see it. What you mean? I can't. I'm hoping for something, and I haven't seen it yet. Only two things will cause God to deny you the blessing. Your faith doesn't match what you're hoping for, number one. Number two, timing. Sometimes things have to be prepared in us to receive what God has for us. Somebody say process. Everybody tried to avoid the process. That's why whenever I go to preach, everybody want to run to the prophetic meeting because they think they're going to get a word. A word that's going to cause them to have to not go through the process. But the word that you get from the prophet is the promise, not the process. He'll tell you what the promise is, but then he said, I'll say unto you, he said, if thou will do what God says do, then. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward, but you had need of patience. Tribulation worketh patience. So when God gives you the promise, he gives you the tribulation that also goes with it. So now you understand why the enemy has ratcheted up his attack on you. And you sit there saying, what have I done? I ain't nobody. Why am I have to go through all of this stuff? Why doesn't the preacher have to go through? I'm just somebody that's over here listening. I ain't got no, why do I got to go through the stuff like that? I'll tell you why. Genesis chapter 12. Y'all with me? We're going to break this thing down, and in a minute, we're going to get an understanding. Genesis chapter 12. And the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house. Unto a land I will show you. So now you understand why everybody that used to be your friend has left you. You know what I'm talking about? Folk that you've been walking with for years. All of a sudden, they ain't with you no more. Be my closest friend, BFF. In this place where God has for you, in order for you to be the head and not the tail, God got to separate you from those people that don't believe like you believe. If they're not going to be the head and not the tail, then God will separate you from. Somebody say, average is the devil. I came home from school, third grade. I had all C's, except for in gym. And I brought my report card home, and I gave it to my daddy. I said, here's my report card. He looked at it, and he said, go get me the belt. I said, whoa, whoa. You know what that means, don't you? Not because he said, I forgot it. I said, what am I going to get a whooping for? All these C's on your report card. I said, that ain't failing. And you know what he told me? He said, what that means is that you didn't make a decision to pass or fail. So you just went to school and did nothing. But I'm going to inspire you. Sometimes faith doesn't come by hearing. Sometimes faith comes by feeling. People are falling away from you because they have an average mindset. The enemy of this world is trying to get you into a place that I call one brain thinking. Where you think from one side of your head and not the other. You know, it's both sides are there for a reason, you know. Well, I'm right-brained, and so, because you're right-brained, then you can't think with your left side. And because you're left-brained, you can't think with your right side. So what does that mean? You're out of balance. Everything in this world is trying to get you to choose a side. They want to get you into politics so you'll be on one side or the other. But God comes to tell us the whole truth. Hello? The whole truth, not just some part of it, but the whole truth. Paul says, I have to be all things to all people so I can win a few. But if you're stuck on one way of thinking, then you can't minister to the other folk. There's another free one, Psalms 51. Creating me a clean heart, renewing me a right spirit. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not your spirit away from me. Restore the joy of my salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Hello? After you created me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit, then he says, then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you. That's why ain't nobody getting saved. It's a heart problem. David said, thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So the stuff that I'm speaking is not coming from my heart, coming from my head. Will, intellect, and emotional thinking is causing people not to be delivered. That soulish thinking, God said, I want you to get into the spirit, and I want to create a person that knows how to move according to my design. Do what I say do. Go where I say go. Watch out. Oh, I'm sorry. It ain't that kind of church, Spencer. Messed me up right there. Genesis 12 said you got to get away from your kinfolk. You got to get away from those folk that think on a certain level, because whenever you come around them and start speaking faith, then they want to destroy your faith. If he's making you the head and not the tail, you got to receive something significant in order for you to be a blessing to folk. Get away from them. Verse number 2. I will make you a great nation. Now, Genesis 1 says I'm blessed, right? Genesis 12 and 2 says, and I will what? Make you a great nation. Then after that, it says, what? I will. Huh? Somebody sneeze. Comma right there. I will bless thee. What does comma mean? Come on, y'all been in Miss Jones' third grade class. I'm going to set up in your chair. Set up. Ain't that what you said? Set up. What does a comma mean? Huh? More to come and what? You got to pause for a minute. Don't just go running into stuff, but pause for a moment and take in what I just said to you. Because what I just said to you doesn't have an ED on it. So it says, I will. So the original intent is that I'm going to do what I said I've already done. And in order for you to get it, you got to pause for a minute and take in what God is saying. Because there's more to come. What does it say after that? He going to make what? Who that is? My name great. What does that mean? Remember you walking like this in Genesis 1? I'm going to make your name great. You missed the transition. What did he say first? You missed the transition. There's a comma there. What does that mean? Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. Shut up. Set up, Miss Joan Third Glager, set up. Because if you don't believe it, then nobody else will either. You got to be convincing. Because the Word of God says that you're going to be an overcomer, and I'm going to cause you to sit at my right hand in the seat of authority. So your name is going to be great. But you can't be embarrassing my name. We've already seen the saint that go to the club. Huh? We've already seen the preacher that don't live right. That hasn't produced anything. But now God is establishing his word in a people that's going to walk right, talk right, live right, act right, think right, do right. Hello? Now, that's righteousness. That means you do stuff right. Walk right, talk right, live right, act right, think right, do right. Whenever you do that, everything turns out. And not. Very simple. All right, let's get out of here. Let's get out because I got to get you to the river. Make your name great. You're going to be a blessing. What did it say? Thou shalt be a blessing. So all this warfare is because of the fact that the Lord said he's going to make you a blessing, and the enemy said, no, you're not. Verse number 3. I'll bless them that bless you, curse them that curse you, in you. Y'all mumbling. All the who? So when it gets Jubilee time, who going to do the blessing? Y'all thought God was going to do it. What's the purpose of making your name great if you ain't going to do nothing? I'm going to make you, matter of fact, I had to go through the transition where he said, in case you didn't understand, I said I'm going to make you a great nation, which means a group of people. And in order for you to do that, I got to bless you. But then if you stop and think about what he said, I got to bless you. Oh, you've already done it. You've already done it. I'm going to bless you and make you a great nation, and all the families of the earth are going to be blessed by you. God released the covenant of blessing in Genesis 1 and Genesis 12. So what you've been looking for has already been released. Go to Isaiah 61. And from there we're going to Joshua 3. Isaiah 61, what'd that say? Okay. You just read my job description and the reason why I'm here. Because some things can't come into place until they have received a prophetic announcement first. So it has to come by prophetic announcement in order to make it legal. And because you're late, the Lord had to send me to bless you with the understanding of the fact that what you've been looking for, what you've been praying for, has already been released. But you're just not in the right place in your thinking to receive it. Faith comes by hearing by the. How shall they hear lest they hear from? How shall they preach lest he be? So God sent me with the word to tell you that that which you've been hoping for and believing for has already been released. It got released at the first of the year. Joshua chapter 3. We at the river. We're at the brink of the promise. We're at the brink of the promise. Joshua chapter 3, verse number 15. What's that say? So normally things would be a certain way, but things now are at a place now where it's overflowing. How many of you dealing with some stuff that's off the chain? It's overflowing. You're running up against the biggest thing that you've had to conquer. Watch this. That only happens when? Harvest time. Pinky, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, all the trouble I'm going through is because it's harvest time. Because the enemy doesn't want you to cross over into the new dimension where all the families of the earth are going to be prepared, ministered to, taken care of by me. If you believe it, you can receive it. If you doubt it, you go home without it. Sit on the couch and pout about it. And keep waiting on the blessing. Come on, look, give your neighbor a high five. Give a hot smack, slap. Slap, push, you are on and at the brink of the promise being released into your hands. And the only thing separating you is to get the victory over the biggest thing that has messed with you all your life. They sitting right there looking at the promise. All I got to do is overcome my biggest fear. All I got to do is overcome the thing that's been affecting me the most. What's that? What that is, preacher? You're not already set the captives free. I'm no longer bound. What that is? The money. Did you hear what I just said? That's the only thing keeping you from doing what it is that you're supposed to be doing is the money. Am I right? Y'all ain't going to talk to me. You scared because you know if you say it out loud, the enemy going to come and steal everything you got. Look at somebody and say, it's about the money. But I can't receive it. Because I don't believe it. And because I don't believe it, I won't go across into the promise. Hello? And the title of this message, that is so backward. That was supposed to happen at the first, wasn't it? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, this message is entitled Praise That Will Get You the Victory. I'm finished. After I get, there's one more scripture that I'm going to release unto you. Before that, I'm going to tell you this. The Lord spoke to Joshua and told him, the way I'm going to take you that's going to release the promise is a way that you've never been before. That's why you can't worship yourself into the blessing, because you're still using the same old song. Still doing the same old dance. He said, Joshua, this way that I'm going to take you this time, you've never been that way before. That's why the things that you see, you've never seen before. That right there should tell you everything that you're encountering in your life right now is stuff that you've never seen before, because what God wants to do is give you the victory over the things unseen. So that no matter what comes up, you'll take dominion, authority, and power over it. But the problem with the body of Christ right now, and I'm closing this out, 2 Corinthians 6 and 2. I heard you in a time accepted. I heard you in the acceptable time. Isn't that what it said? Who said? 2, verse 2, what did it say? For who said? Who said? Y'all, come on, y'all set up, man. That's the reason why the devil get the victory. Y'all scared to say it. Who said? Who said? He said. Not the preacher. I didn't say nothing. I just told you what he said. He said, I have heard you at the time accepted, and in the day of salvation. How many people got saved? So in the day of salvation, I released unto you the assistance that you needed. I have succored you, which means I have sent you the aid or the assistance that's going to release unto you what you need in order to experience the blessing. I'm going to redeem you from every earthly ill, both now and in your future, and release unto you a covenant of healing. In this move right now, there's a covenant of divine healing being released into your body. And so he said, behold, what? Oh, wait. Behold what? Behold what? Now faith. Faith is a belief. That belief is in God and his word. When you believe God and you believe his word, then what happens? Hebrews 11 and 1. Faith comes. The faith that you need in order to participate in this end time blessing is you've got to believe God and his word. And if you do that, faith will what? You ain't got to go find it. Faith will what? Faith will what? So that means if it's coming, that means it's already looking for you. And the way that you receive it is when he says, I heard you. Let me tell you this. When you start speaking faith, God hears you. Watch this. And then, because it's his word, he gets what you get. He gets faith in you. Y'all mess. Why we haven't experienced the breakthrough is because ain't nobody saying nothing. It's quiet as a mummy's cage. You have not because ain't nobody heard you say nothing. Lord trying to bring you into the promise, but you won't hear what the preacher said. And the preacher said that he has anointed me to preach this. I've been preaching it for 11 months. And it's almost out of harvest time and about to go into the winter. So if you want to receive your blessing, then you better start saying something right now. But no, you can't say amen. You got to start praising God right now. But watch this. You can't praise him the way you've been praising him. You got to take the praise into a place where you become uncomfortable and the people around you get uncomfortable. And they say, what you praise? What's wrong? What you praising for? Because it's almost harvest time. It's almost over. So you don't have it. Because he can't hear you. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with what? Praise identifies who you are. Before we got started today, worship, we went into worship, and then worship gave you access. But praise will tear down the wall. Everything that's standing between you and your promise, a different kind of praise is going to bring you into the deliverance that God wants to give you.
I'm going to just sit here right now, preacher. That's a very good word you done gave me. I'm going to take that word to heart, and Tuesday or Wednesday, you know, I'll get back with you.
Y'all still sitting there looking at me like there's something else. There ain't nothing else. That's my punchline right there. I succoured you, which I means I gave you the assistance that you needed, right? And then he said, behold, now is the acceptable time. Isaiah 61 says, he has anointed me to preach and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. So 2019 is the acceptable year. And this is the acceptable time. But I still am heard nothing. Oh, that little crazy, stop the music. That's the same praise you've been getting him, and that's why you are where you are. I said it had to be a different kind of praise. A praise that don't make no sense. If you're about to get blessed to where you can be a blessing to everybody, got some documents with me because I didn't want to leave home without them, because the Lord is getting ready to release the word for me to go to the bank and then move into a place that I've never been before. Can somebody say billions? Hello? And they're saying it can happen at any time. The president already signed the paperwork. So I can praise him at a moment's notice. I get out my car on the street. Y'all don't know how difficult that was because I just had knee surgery. And y'all still sitting there looking at me. What that is? Why is that preacher acting like that? Because he's talking not to me. He's talking to you. I know what time it is. The word of the Lord to this place. God told me to tell you that your time for being small is over. There's a covenant that he is releasing to you for you to be a financial blessing. The Lord said, in the next 7 days, for you to call everybody that you know and tell them if they want to be blessed, they need to sow here. Listen, the willing and the obedient will eat. Do you think that the Lord got you in here with the bouncy bounce? Because that's where he wants you to be? Hello? Now, if you do what God says do, this time next year, you'll be celebrating your new place. He said, tell everybody that you know to sow here. I don't care if they have to go online. I don't care if you have to collect it. He said, tell everybody if you want to be blessed, sow here. I just told you what the word said. Because the word says, if you obey the prophet, you will. You don't believe that? Who said? He said. And he said what? This is the acceptable time. If you want to see the increase come into your life, then you need to sow right here, right now. Put that $20 in the ministry. Go ahead, put that in there. And then $5,700 comes in. Then they call me and say, you know, soon as it happened, I thought about that seed I sowed, but didn't think about the tithe on it. So they got blessed, but the preacher, still out there laboring, still working. If you want to see a miracle, what was the score? 31-10 at the half. Didn't look good, did it? Didn't look like how it turned out, did it? Throw the mic at somebody. I don't care what it's looking like. We have to have. You already know what time it is. And since you know that you're going to get your blessing, where you praise at? He ain't heard nothing. He ain't seen nothing. Okay, so you're going to bless me so I can bless everybody else. That don't sound right. I can't say nothing else. I can't get nobody to go with me. I can't. I'm going to just take my little books and go on back to Oklahoma. Let's pray. Stand up. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you for everything that was released in the word. We thank you, Father, that what you have designed for us, we received and we believed. Now, before I leave here today, I'm going to give you a praise that I've never given anybody before as an offering of thanksgiving. I will obey the word of the Lord that was spoken, and I will tell everybody I know that needs to be blessed to sow here. This time next year, let your word come to pass. Let them be in a new place. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come on, let's give Pastor Keith, Prophet Keith Douglas a hand. Hallelujah.